Okay, not a good day really, mate. We matched them for a while first half, but they really overran us second half. Where do you think we went wrong?
Where did it go right? I don't, you know. Everything. You know, we were so bad. As bad a performance as I've ever seen since I've been a manager. And I don't know why. We look like a team that can't defend, yet we've got good defensive players. And today we had no goal for it. And why? Because we couldn't complete a single pass. And we started the game poorly. And then, we stayed in the game for a period. But during that period, they hit the post twice and had one cleared off the line. So, although the score was 0-0, they were still by far the better team. I don't want to say too much because I'm obviously emotional, I'm angry, I'm disappointed, and I don't want to be reactive to a really, really terrible performance. I've said my piece to the players, I'll sleep on it tonight and then decide where we go from here.
Yes, tough one. We've got to build up for Gosport next week. Gosport next Saturday, and it becomes even more important.
Yeah, I'm obviously disappointed that the game against Chesham Tuesday's called off, but it'll give us a chance to train this week. Now, I said to the players that, I can't keep changing them. I can't keep changing the squad. I can't keep signing new players. I can't keep saying he's not good enough and then signing somebody else, or we need to get this player in, and then we do it, and then a week later we're doing something else. So, you know, for the next few weeks, this is the group. I've said that, this is the group. We need some stability. You know, I don't see the squad changing. But what I did say is there will be changes, because that performance was horrendous. And there has to be some sort of repercussion to that performance, and there will be, and you know, there will be changes made for Saturday's game. And when I make those changes, I said not one single player can have the audacity to phone me and ask why he's not in the starting team, because if they don't know why after that performance, then there's something seriously wrong. You know, we've got a team of players that talk a brilliant game. They absolutely, everybody knows what's going wrong, everyone knows where it's going wrong, and everyone knows whose fault it is, and it's never their own fault. And they love to point fingers, and they love to lay blame, and they love to think they know, understand the situation. Yet when they go on the pitch, none of them take responsibility, none of them do what they say that needs to be done. And we, at this moment in time, we've been playing well and not winning games. So when you play badly, that's what happens.
Yeah.
And we played badly today. And look, I'm not taking anything away from Dorchester, because I actually thought they were a good side. Every time it went down their right, our left, they literally tore us apart.
They did, yeah, every time.
And if there's any positives, you know, probably that our goalkeeper made a couple of decent saves, and the post saved us a couple of times, and their left side, their right side was today was absolutely on fire, and that boy's got a, you know, the lad who scored the goals has got a real bright future in the game, because he's a decent player.
Yeah.
But look, I'm only concentrating and worried about us, and if we continue to play like that, are we going to get anywhere closer to the teams above us? Not a chance in hell. So we certainly have to be better than what we were today.
Yep. Okay, mate. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Let's look forward to next week.